This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yeah, coming back at you. Second time around. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I hung out so much with those guys. And my next guest came and met me there. Walked up on me right there. And I am, of course, talking about the host of the Polite Society podcast, writer of Ammo Land, Clash Daily, the Slow Facts blog, and Defensive Gun Stories podcast. This is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir. Are you still on the road?
No, sir. I landed just as your commercials roll. It's great to be back with you, Bill.
Well, it seems just like the day before yesterday.
And we don't have to push a bunch of mud around to talk to each other this time.
Yes, we don't. That I haven't got to that part yet on the NRA thing. Did you and John park in the mud?
No, we got lucky. We came early. We were on pavement.
What he's referring to is when Trump came into town. They blocked off a whole bunch of the venue parking, and they parked about 10,000 cars in a grassy area. And then, you know, of course, Trump was there. I already planned on voting for Trump, so I didn't go see Trump because they were taking away the e-cigarettes from people as well as their umbrellas, not to mention if you had a gun. So I just didn't bother going. But then the heavens opened, and it rained, and the grass became mud. And then I got the vehicle I was in got stuck in the mud, and I forgot that I am 55 years old and post-op open-heart surgery only a year and a half out, and thought, Bill, 25, he pushed car. So, yes, I don't have to go through that now, but I did get to hang out. It was Rob is I think you missed your calling. I think you need to go back to California, but maybe go all the way to Hollywood because you can act.
We found a gentleman who's active duty Army, and yeah. He had a shirt that described how much he didn't like gun-free zones. So you did a video of it, Bill, and I set it up for you, and you panned to him. Very nice guy. Loves to shoot three gun. Glad we got to meet him.
Yeah. You and before we get into the defensive gun stories, I mean, you made the circuit. I did. I wasn't looking to be in any media, but I mean, didn't you? You got interviewed by Mark Walters, did you?
I spoke with Mark last night, just after I pulled on the road off the road with him too. Yeah. Yes.
So Rob makes it.
Have you had a chance to describe the convention, or some people just call it the NRA show?
Well, I've tried to, you know, when I say 11 acres of stuff, of attitude and all that other stuff, when I'm describing that, I don't think I really do it justice.
Well, is that where you want to start?
We can start there. That's fine. Let's talk about the NRA 2016 meeting, meetup, convention, whatever they call the thing.
It is absolutely unique. It is fascinating. You can go from a featherweight AR to a Kimber revolver to a 1911 made out of meteorite.
Yeah.
and when you get tired of that, you can book your next big game hunt to Africa or talk to the people who want to teach brand new shooters how to shoot at Appleseed. Okay, your feet get tired, go sit down. Hear Donald Trump talk about the United States and its politics. You can hear John Lott talk about the facts about how safe and responsible gun owners are and how we're lied about by the media, including Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. You can hear David Grossman talk about how desperately we need to protect our schools, our school buses, and our hospitals. That doesn't talk to Bob Pincus or the Women's Prayer Breakfast or the NRA Women's Luncheon. And it costs you, what, $35 for an annual membership? That's show in town.
Yeah, if you have that when you walk into the – when you if you're a member, you just – You get your credentials and you can walk in for free. If you don't have your, you can walk into the venue, but if you don't have your credentials, you're not going to make it out there on the floor. So, and you can, if you're not already a member, of course, you can join right then and there, however you'd like to do it. So, it's easy to get into it, and there's a lot of things you see on the net, on the web that is there, physically there. I was sitting down Sunday morning. Had you already departed the area of operation Sunday morning?
I left just afternoon. Are we going to have Dr. John with us?
Dr. John's going to join us second hour.
Yeah, John, but, I ran the membership chairman of Doctors for Responsible Gun Owners to the airport, and then I headed south.
Yeah, Dr. John, who's been a guest on the show, and I use a lot of DRGO stuff in the show. I mean, I'm not out here just making up the stuff I talk about. I gotta find it. So, Dr. John was fun too, but I completely lost my train of thought. Sunday morning when I was sitting there and I was waiting for the Nuge to arrive, I got there before they opened. Me and my wife and Hickok 45. We're walking to the outer doors, right? And we get to the outer doors, and like this phalanx of sport coat, badly fitted sport coat wearing, I guess, quote unquote, security people start converge on us, check our IDs to let us in prior to 9 o'clock. And they were going to let my wife in and hold me and Hickok up. So we finally got in. But then while I'm sitting there, Jerry Michalik comes walking by. So that was sort of cool. I didn't get up and stop him or anything because he was walking by. Whenever I don't want to stop anybody. I saw Sheriff David Clark walking by, and I didn't stop him either.
So, okay,
but they were there.
What celebrity did you stop and talk to? Someone you thought might have been there but were pleased to meet. Who would that have been?
Ammunition Depot, I don't know that I actually speak with him. I got my picture made with Colonel Oliver North.
There you go. That was,
and which was, yeah, that was, but I mean, that was over with about as quick as it takes. He had his own security there and they were watching us close. They didn't even let my wife take the picture with her iPhone. They took the iPhone from her and took the picture.
Yeah.
So that was a quick meeting, long enough for a handshake, a smile. Frozen in time, I'm telling everybody that me and Ollie North, we're just like this. And
but you could do that over and over. And the people that you and I might listen to frequently, Michael Bain is a producer on the Sportsman's Channel.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on the break. When we get back, more of me and Rob Morrison recapping our experiences at NRA 2016. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Coming back again and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
A lot of you came and checked that out. A lot of you joined. Good for you. SecondCallDefense.org. Joining me again, who I met for the first time in the flesh, finally, at the Second Call Defense booth, is Rob Morse. Was there a particular celebrity you were looking for, Rob, that you found that you wanted to meet?
I'd never met David Clark before, as he calls himself, America's Sheriff. And he's walking by, and I just said, thank you. I just want to shake your hand. He said, my pleasure. You know, marched on. He was entirely accessible to the crowd. I saw Arlie Ermey, but the lines to get his autograph were probably 100
yards.
They
were crazy. He used to have a show called Lock and Load.
Yes.
It was on TV. And I've always wanted to meet him, and I've got my logo that is Lock and Load tattooed on my left shoulder. And just, him autographing that would not necessarily stick. Maybe get him sign my business card or something, you know, just so I could. I don't know, you know, he might decide to beat me up or something. Although I will tell you, and I told Dr. John this, and I think I've already told you this, too. I had the best time when it was me and you and Dr. John Adine and Tim Knight of the NRA board and Judson Crossland, who was also affiliated with just everything, and my webmaster, Will Luker, and myself, when we were just out in the hallway just having a little confab, bouncing ideas off of each other, coming from all of the varying, you know, we're on the same side, but we're in different places.
Yep.
And that was interesting. I did that more than once. I did that Sunday morning, and I did that time with you guys out there. So that was really interesting. I thought that was the most fun.
I'm just walking down an aisle, and I see someone that you and I are familiar with. Our listeners might not be. Evan Knappen is a lawyer who has fought
out of New Jersey.
In New Jersey. Now he lives up in New Hampshire. He got tired of it. But he quite literally wrote the book on New Jersey gun law that's used by civilians, by military, by prosecutors. And he also wrote a book called Knife Laws of the U.S., so he's active across the board in self-defense. I saw him just had a chance to say thank you. So for Second Amendment and self-defense advocates like you and I, there are a lot of celebrities that don't often make the public eye that we got to meet. A number of people like Evan that I deeply respect and admire, and I finally got to tell them face-to-face. It was... I am a fanboy. For me, those were the thrills.
Yeah, I refer to those guys as impact players. Those are the impact players that do something that has such a long-lasting effect. I always like hanging out with them when I get a chance. But, I mean, there was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner there signing books, right? I didn't walk up to him and introduce myself because he was busy.
I think there might have been. I think there might have been.
He was an enlisted guy. He was an enlisted guy.
Yeah.
So there was quite a cross section of that. I'd never been to one of those things before. I see the value of it, but more than anything else, I really had a good time.
Well, hey, let's talk about Donald Trump's speech. Is this a good time to do that?
We got about 3.5 minutes. If we can do it in 3.5 minutes, it's a great time.
We can. And here's what I thought was so phenomenal about Donald Trump's speech. He said that Hillary Clinton acts as if she is above the law, as if she's immune from prosecution. The reason that was so important to this audience is because at the same time, Hillary Clinton says that our children don't deserve protection as ordinary citizens would be able to defend themselves with firearms. If you'd listened to the earlier lectures, you'd know how desperately important that is. Donald Trump often gets distracted. He said one thing. I mean, he is Mr. Let's make a deal, Mr. Yeah. Let's negotiate. And he said, no, the Second Amendment is not negotiable. That's straight. that direct, that unambiguous, and that important for everyone in this country. The NRA endorsed Donald Trump as a candidate. They did so very quickly. Can you, Bill, think of a group that's more diverse than the NRA?
Yeah, I saw. Did you see Muslims in there? I saw Muslims in there.
Everyone is in there.
Yeah, everyone was in there.
Every religion, race, creed, age, sex, sexual orientation. And the NRA said, we should unite behind this candidate that will protect our right to protect ourselves and to keep our government in check. That was important.
Well, for the NRA, I think it was one of those watershed moments, because normally, you know, they're not really known for being quick.
Yeah.
But I think this time they've been pretty quick, and I'm impressed by that, because there are a lot of other conservative pundits out there that seem to act as if the United States is not in some form of distress, which it clearly is. So, you know, well, the fact that they've decided, them rallying behind him, after all this nonsense that came from Ryan about he's got to unify the party and he's got to be the one to do it and all this other stuff, him giving them that and the NRA endorsing him, that makes a few things easier for him to concentrate on, because he does get distracted and he does start going off in crazy tangents sometimes with what he's saying. So, voting for him anyway, though. I'm behind him. Anybody but Hillary. I take anybody but Hillary. You want to run? You running?
I'll
vote for Ron Morse.
For office?
Yeah.
I think the proper term is I'm running from office.
From office, okay.
Yes. That the NRA is uniquely positioned to say, stand behind this man. And they did it, as you say, very quickly. They're not known for speed. And in addition, there were other politicians there, the governor of Kentucky, the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. All of them spoke directly to that audience and the concerns that the audience has.
Rand Paul would have made a fine president. He's a horrible marketer, though. That's the problem with all of these guys. He would have been better, and he didn't make the sale. So we're coming here on the next break. When we get back, we're going to segue into defensive gun stories until we're joined by our colleague who's in the chat room, Dr. John Adeen, for more reminiscing about the NRA meetup 2016. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Looking for an edge, eliminating the fault, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. All of you that came and joined, thank you. But I shouldn't be thanking you because you've done yourself the biggest favor. You've given yourself the biggest gift. Secondcalldefense.org. Joined again by Rob Morris. Now, in addition to getting to meet him and hang out with him for a precious amount of time, of course, he is the guru of the self-defense gun story, which is the biggest reason he does what he does and I do what I do, to get people in a position to where they, if they have to, God forbid, if they have to, they are a happy self-defense gun story. He has more examples for us. Please lay some on us, Mr. Morris.
Yeah, we want them to be a good example rather than one we can all learn from on how not to do it. How many times have you heard gun owners make this excuse, Bill? I'll only carry a gun when I go someplace dangerous.
Yes, I've heard that a lot.
It feels like we're chewing sand when we hear it. By the way, we were just in a venue where we were probably among 20,000 armed, responsible gun owners. No,
I had VIP tickets to go to see Donald Trump, but when I saw that they were taking up umbrellas and e-cigarettes, I knew I didn't have a snowball chance getting in with what I had in there. So that's why I didn't even try.
Knife Rights made sure to provide lockers so you could check in your knife.
Yeah, but I wasn't carrying a knife.
Oh. Okay, in this example, no one would think that you're in a dangerous place when it's, you know, just around the corner from a police station.
Right.
It's a McDonald's drive-in. It's not a stripper bar late at night. It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. That ought to be, you know, Mayberry. But this time it wasn't. And thank goodness this dad had a gun. A 37-year-old man was sitting in his truck waiting in the drive-through window with his 4-year-old son strapped in the car seat behind him. That's when a stranger walked up and put a gun to the driver's side window.
Hmm.
This is where it becomes a little confusing. We don't know if the robber wanted the man's wallet or if he wanted the truck. It's not clear. We do know that the two men fought while the driver was still inside the truck. The driver then presented his legally owned firearm and shot the robber 3 times. The gun owner stayed at the scene. He called police. We also know he contacted his wife and his attorney because he wanted somebody to come and pick up his son. The police picked up the deceased criminal, and the lawyer was immediately able to report that the criminal had 2 prior drug arrests. There are a few people who routinely practice barehanded disarms. Typically, they're in Aikido or Judo. The outcome is in doubt. It's not something you go, oh, I'm low on ammo. I think I'll go hand-to-hand with this guy with a gun. No, yeah. It's dangerous. You might want to take those courses so you know how dangerous, or so that if for whatever reason you have no options with the firearm, you still have some options with your training in bare hands. The other thing is, have you completely taken the ammunition out of your gun, off your person, out of your car, and tried to present your legally carried firearm while you're sitting on it? This man did. He made it work. But like anything else, if you know how to present from a holster while standing, you might want to practice it while sitting. It's not as easy. No, let me rephrase that. It is as hard as you think it is. But the good news is you get better with practice. Now, Dave Cole, who you met, had these other suggestions. He's the firearms instructor out of Kentucky.
Right.
He said if you'd even had a clue that this was coming and you'd left yourself just a few feet in front of your bumper, you would gladly sacrifice the bushes alongside the drive-through lane, drive over them, be gone, and let somebody else worry about the bad man approaching the window. On the other hand, it's just a bad guy walking along the parking lot until he pulls a gun. How do you tell? We are quite vulnerable as we sit in a parking lane. We will probably not have the time to see the threat coming.
It's going to be a very reactive moment.
It's a totally reactive
moment.
And hopefully you know to panic. I'm serious. You know, oh, I need to do something rather than stand here and be a victim while the guy starts beating me through the driver's window. Yeah. Yeah, you do. It's time to react. Should we go on to our next?
We got 3 minutes. So can we do it in 3 minutes?
We'll present it. We might discuss it later.
Okay.
Think of it. If you only bring your gun with you to a dangerous place, then that means you have to be armed at home. An elderly couple was still in bed. It was 6:30 on a Saturday morning. The first thing that the couple knew, their first sign of danger or something was wrong, was when the woman felt somebody lay on her while she was in bed. It was not her husband. She screamed. She fought off this stranger. And by the time her screams woke her husband and he got his gun, this 60-year-old woman had already knocked the intruder down, and he was on the floor with her beating him. The husband got his gun, asked his wife to step away, and then this man had tremendous presence of mind. If you wake me up and my wife is screaming and you put a gun in my hand, it's very hard to not pull the trigger. The husband realized this guy can't, you know, he's face down on the ground. If he doesn't move, I can let him live, and he's not a lethal threat in this instant. He kept breathing. He kept his presence of mind. His wife called the police. He didn't shoot this intruder. The intruder was out of jail, on probation for auto theft. He'd been arrested several times for drug charges and several times for public nudity. The guy has serious mental issues. And a homeowner didn't have to kill someone in his own home. That's a huge victory. You don't want to make a mess. Look, it's more than just the stains you leave on your carpet. It's the stains you'll put on your heart for a lifetime.
Well, it's your heart. It's your mind. It's the mind, is, especially if it's at your house, that means you're constantly reminded of it every time you see that sight, wherever it was, wherever it happened.
Like your bedroom?
Yeah. Like your bedroom.
Now here, there are castle doctrine that says anybody in my house who's uninvited, we can presume he's up to no good. That's the legal justification. This gun owner went deeper and said, I don't have a moral justification because he's face down and spread eagle on my bedroom carpet, and I can leave him there. There's something called sleep inertia, and we've all had it. If you try and make a phone call within a minute after you wake up, your eyes may be open, you may be standing up, but your brain isn't fully functioning.
Let's hold it at the brain not fully functioning. Coming up on the break, we'll revisit it when we get back. Holding at the brain not fully functioning, Rob Morse. You can catch him on the Polite Society podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. AmmoLand.com, the Slow Facts blog, and Clash Daily, and right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Those of you that came in, I mean, I think they sold like 75 memberships, which is, it's stupendous. Second Call Defense had an outstanding NRA 2016. Those of you that joined, good for you. You've joined me, which that's not why it's good for you. It's good for you because of where you are, what you do, when you're out there doing the very things that Rob and I are talking about. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. In our last episode, we were in a state of, being awake, but
confusion.
We're just in the land of confusion. So, anyway, picking it up from there.
If where we left off was a gentleman had just been woken up. His wife was fighting off a man who had climbed into their house and attacked her in their bedroom. I want to remind you how badly you presented a firearm for the first time, but you got better.
Right.
If you never thought what to do in this case, you could make a mistake so easily. Practice makes you look brilliant. Practice on what will I do if I don't have to shoot? Do I remember that if my wife is in close proximity to a criminal, I probably need to wait? Great time to communicate. Honey, get away from him. More to the point, suppose many of us have concrete floors. You skip around off that concrete floor and you're shooting toward someone. There's going to be a lot of splatter that might hit a lot of people. Things to think about before you face an attacker while you're half asleep. A little bit of thought, some study courses, some practice make you look as smart as this homeowner. It's not easy. On the other hand, it's not hard either. It's infinitely doable. Bill, should we go on with the next one? You got something else you want to add?
No, no. Let's continue on. We got about 7 minutes. I'm pretty sure that's enough for a presentation.
Yes, it is. In this case, the man next door was mentally ill. Literally, in this community, a mentally disturbed man lived in a basement apartment. Probably was out, had become intoxicated, came and started beating on the wrong home, wondering why he couldn't get in. Well, that's actually not that unusual. We see drunks who get lost all the time. Bad mental illness or disease on top of that. Fortunately, in the first home he goes to, the people had a reinforced door and said, "You're in the wrong place. Go somewhere else." Unfortunately, this man did not find his way home. He tried the wrong home again, different home this time. And unfortunately, rather than try the door, he just started throwing lawn furniture through the front window. Well, that's a wake-up call to everybody inside.
Yeah.
The family had a plan. They had rehearsed. All of them retreated to a back bedroom. One of the young daughters had a phone. The husband had a firearm. They were locked in. The daughter called police. Unfortunately, I mean, so far this is textbook perfect.
Right.
Unfortunately, then when the homeowner hears the stranger inside the house, he leaves this sheltered area. We talked about this at the NRA convention.
Let me ask you a question. Isn't that what happens in every slasher movie when the lights are turned out? And we know Michael Myers from Halloween is downstairs, and because the lights are turned out, the naked girl goes down the stairs to see what happened anyway?
Yes.
Is that what you're describing? Okay.
Yes. Everybody. Well, in this case, though, the naked young girl was armed and shot the boogeyman. Once in the leg, he runs from the house. Police are so nearby, they hear the shots. Two shots, but only one connected. They see the man fall down on the porch. They put a tourniquet on his leg. He survives. The ambulance takes him. Fine. But wouldn't it have been much better if the police did their job to take a crazy man out of your front room rather than you having to do it? I'm seriously, your front windows are not worth a gunshot in your living room. Don't do it if you don't have to. You know your family is safe. They're all behind you. Now, were there another family member perhaps somewhere else in the home and you had to go to retrieve them? Awesome. Makes perfect sense. Let's throw in some bonus points here. If you have a safe room, someone's just broken your front window. Did anybody cut their feet as they walked across the room or the hallways to get there? You might want a med kit in your safe house. Individual identification. If you had a flashlight, you might have known that this person lived next door. Maybe you could have communicated. Absolutely maybes. There are no hard and fast conclusions we can add to that. But it says your safe room should also have a flashlight. Let's go back up to the first story we told. The second one, where this couple was attacked in their bedroom at 6:30 in the morning. Probably dim light, where in this case it was dark. That homeowner, who didn't shoot the intruder who'd attacked his wife, might have saved that intruder because he had a flashlight and could see clearly enough to identify that the man wasn't a threat. In the dark, everything is more threatening. Bill, where should we go from there?
Well, let's talk about the problems of that type of self-defense where you're not really identification of who you might shoot. You and I would take that very seriously.
You have to.
Simply because we know the ramifications. We know that when you shoot somebody, it's not like it is in Miami Vice where you get shot in the shoulder and you're still fighting because it's just a flesh wound. No, in the real life, you're going into shock at best if you're not bleeding out, if you didn't hit a major artery. So knowing that, we know how paramount it is. Now, you are an IDPA competitor, right? You've shot competitively. I mean,
Yes.
You running a gun is not, that's like inhaling for you.
And I've done IDPA at night with a flashlight.
Okay. For me, you know, I've trained since the 80s doing this. I've trained since the 80s doing this, and I have shot somebody accidentally. So I know that feeling, and I don't want to have it again. The average bear is not going to have that kind of awareness, are they?
Well, but it's easy for them to get. An instructor can show them. Bill, how long would it take for you to show your next-door neighbor the Harris hold to hold a flashlight so you can identify your target? More to the point, if you can identify your target, maybe that lets you stay farther from them. Rather than have to get close enough to identify someone in the dark, you have a flashlight. You can see them from well across the room. You can immediately tell they belong there or they don't.
Right, and five seconds? 5 seconds. I mean, most people have seen, when you talk about the Harris hold, you're talking about the hand, underhand, coming up on the side, aligning with
yes,
the barrel,
yes.
Or you talk, okay.
The back of your hand to back of your hand, right.
Right. Which works with all flashlight sizes. There are these guys that want to have a flashlight about the size of a pencil while they're still gripping the gun with two hands. I've never been able to do that. I don't want to get one of those little ring things to put on the end of my flashlight because I don't own one that small. I'm not buying one just to have that happen.
Well, so, let's do one more thing.
We got 20 seconds. Go.
Perfect timing. A lot of people now are putting flashlights on their gun.
Yes.
Does that mean you're going to point a loaded weapon with you under stress, maybe with your finger on the trigger, at someone to identify them? Please think it through and practice it so you don't break one of the safety rules and have a tragic accident. All of us will feel sad if you do.
Joining Rob and myself will be Dr. John Adine for the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.